Enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It is 13 degrees with winds that have picked up again to up to around 20 miles per hour with gusts today. We shattered an old record yesterday by 11 degrees. 71 was the high here at the studios. Record high 59 in 1976. Record low 12 below zero in 1879. Last year's high was 44 and the low 31. Sunset will happen at 5:49 this afternoon and sunrise this morning around 6:38. West winds 12 to 19 miles per hour. Barometer is up at 29.84 and we're at 13 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the news update at 6, is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A series of wildfires sweeping across the Texas Panhandle. They have promoted evacuations and forced a temporary shutdown of nuclear weapons facilities. Strong winds, dry grass, unseasonably warm temperatures, all contributing to the fires. Strong storms in the Midwest overnight. There were several tornadoes reported in the Chicago area. We've got results from the Michigan primary, including how many people cast protest votes because of U.S. policy in Gaza.
ABC News can project that Joe Biden will win the Democratic primary here, and Donald Trump, the Republican. And based on what we are seeing so far, this protest vote seems to be very significant. If these returns hold, well, then the uncommitted vote could approach roughly 150,000 votes. That's roughly the margin by which Joe Biden won this state in 2020.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce in Dearborn, Michigan. A British high court has ruled Prince Harry was not unfairly stripped of his security detail when he gave up working royal status. Sherry Preston, ABC News. Another case of measles confirmed in Florida. That makes 7 kids in a single elementary school in Broward County and 10 in the state. This is Dr. Scott Reevkiss.
For children who get measles, about 20 to 50% of children will end up being hospitalized. About 3 in 1,000 individuals who have measles can actually pass away from it. People can get encephalitis from it, pneumonia.
Florida's Surgeon General coming under criticism for saying it's okay for unvaccinated kids to keep on going to school in areas where measles have been found. That goes against CDC guidelines. More layoffs in the tech industry. This time, dating app Bumble, 30% of the company being let go after it posted a fourth quarter loss. Experts say dating apps are having a tougher time attracting younger users. And job cuts at the Army. It now plans to downsize by about 24,000 positions. But after facing recent recruiting shortfalls, most of those cuts will be in positions that have gone unfilled. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Last night in WIAA tournament basketball, Viroqua was a winner over Richland Center in overtime, 70-63, and River Valley held on for a 57-52 win over Edgewood. Prairie du Chien 66, Evansville 38, and Mauston a winner against Dodgeville, 56-45. In Division 4, Iowa Grant 73, Riverdale 64. It was a win for Lancaster, 55-40 over Fenimore, and Westby beat Boscobel 77-53. Division 5 boys basketball, Ithaca 69, Kickapoo 52, North Crawford over Weston 80-36, Hillsboro 84, and Seneca 69. Potosi over Winnewick Center 68-27, Highland 78, Wazika Steuben 66. Also last night, a victory for Pecatonica over St. Ambrose 55-51, and Fall River beat Belmont 76-50. Kilel Ware scored 27 and 11 rebounds were pulled down, helping Indiana hold off Wisconsin 74-70 in a game that was delayed for 25 minutes in the second half because of a fire alarm. The delay came after back-to-back layups by John Blackwell. Later it was announced the alarm went off in a balcony in the university and arena followed state law by evacuating the premises. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 24 points, Dame Lillard had 23, and Bobby Portis 21, as the Milwaukee Bucks pounded the Charlotte Hornets 123-85 for their most lopsided victory of the season. Milwaukee rolled to a 58-26 lead at the break. Elsewhere last night in the NBA, Golden State 123, Washington 112, Cleveland 121, Dallas 119, Orlando over Brooklyn 108-81, Atlanta 124, Utah 97, New Orleans beat New York 115-92, Boston 117, Philadelphia 99, Minnesota 114, San Antonio 105, Detroit 105, Chicago 95, Miami beat Portland 106-96, and Oklahoma City over Houston 112-95. The Brewers lost an exhibition game to the Angels yesterday 6-4. Dodgers 9-6 over the White Sox. Philadelphia and Minnesota tied at 3, and Cincinnati and the Cubs tied at 6. From the NHL, Detroit 8-3 over Washington, Montreal 4, Arizona 2, Vegas 6-2 over Toronto, Florida 3, Buffalo 2, Philadelphia 6-2 over Tampa Bay, Winnipeg beat St. Louis 4-2, Carolina 3, Minnesota 2, Nashville 4-1 over Ottawa, Calgary 4, Los Angeles 2, Colorado 5-1 over Dallas, Pittsburgh 1 in overtime 4-3 over Vancouver, and New Jersey 7 and San Jose 2.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
A high of 24 today, blustery and rather cold. Maybe some sunshine later on. For tonight, mostly clear and brisk, a low of 9. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, and much warmer, a high of 47. Thursday night, clear and breezy, a low of 30. Friday, 55, and unseasonably warm once again. Saturday, 64 and partly cloudy. Sunday, low 70s with rain likely overnight. Northwest winds are at 5 to 8 miles per hour. After the midnight reading of 28, we've been as low as 12, with winds also with a gust up to 28 miles per hour early this morning. Right now, winds around 8 to 10, and we're at 12 degrees. Welcome to Wednesday, February 28th. Welcome to reality. This winter thing is back. Okay.
I was born 3 months too early. The doctor gave me 30 days. But I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace. I guess I'll keep on living, even if this love's to die for. 'Cause your bags are packed and I ain't crying. You're walking out and I'm not trying to change your mind. 'Cause I was born to be the baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance, the one who ought to give up, but she's just too. I just play a different game. My roots are planted in the past, and though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I wanna be. The baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance, the one who ought to give up, but she's just too hard-headed. A single mom who works two jobs, I try to ring on.
Tiger Lily Gold, and I try to ring on good morning. I have a little ring around the collar, maybe. All right. Well, we have some info to share with you, news, weather, and sports today. Don't get blown away out there. Some reports of a little bit of snow that has accumulated on the early morning hours. Just a little bit in the old greater Sextonville suburbs this morning. And as I noted, as I drove in, the mighty vibe today against a very strong wind. Right now, winds around 15 miles per hour. We've got a wind chill to factor in a little bit today. The actual reading is 12 above zero.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. She made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl. But old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. And then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee. Everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together, there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. And then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee. Oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
Alan Jackson taking us to Dallas on WRCO. It is 20 minutes after 6.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa in Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
6:24 the time. We're at 12 degrees in Richland Center this morning. At wind chill at times, feeling down around 20 below, I'm sorry to say. Bundle up on this very fine day.
There's an old rural route to land. Take it out past where the radio just came. Past a river bridge with a rope swing. And a mailbox painted all John Deere green. Then you end up a bunch of gravel drive away. Out here doing our own thing. Out in the middle where the hard work meets hard living.
Zach Brown Band taking us out in the middle today on a Wednesday morning. News is coming up. Here is Bobby G. Rice. Hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO Radio News Update is coming up next.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Well, the forecast for today calls for a high to be in around in the mid-20s. Is all. It'll be rather blustery as it has been in the night, and a low tonight down at 9 degrees. We are at 28 at midnight. We have fallen to the current mark. We have had a wind gust up to 28 miles per hour early today. Winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour. It is 12 degrees.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means?
chick season.
Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa in DeSoto is closed indefinitely. The Iowa DOT said that the bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge in Iowa, was closed after DOT officials said the bridge moved. After thoroughly inspecting the bridge, engineers have determined there has been movement in two existing bridge piers near the work zone for the new bridge. Work is already in progress to stabilize the two impacted piers so it can be reopened as quickly as possible. However, work is expected to take up to 2 months. The bridge will not be reopened until it is deemed safe. The 93-year-old bridge was scheduled to be replaced in 2 years, with construction already underway next to the bridge. Officials are currently working on alternative transportation options for those who rely on the bridge. At this point, the detours add 30 to 40 miles for those who frequently travel over the bridge. The nearest bridges for vehicle traffic to cross the Mississippi River are currently at La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. For updates on the bridge construction and optional transportation services, go to iowa.gov/Lansing Bridge. Brief updates will be posted to the website and can sign up to receive more detailed updates as well. Also in the news today, officials in one eastern Iowa county are trying to track down $524,284 they believe was stolen when an employee transferred it in response to a fake email message that appeared to be from the city of Dyersville. Dubuque County officials announced the money was missing on Monday, according to the Telegraph Herald. The county auditor and sheriff learned the money was missing when Dyersville officials asked about the status of the transfer after the county had already made it. A police chief says the FBI has offered a reward of up to $15,000 in the case of a 3-year-old Wisconsin boy who vanished last week. Elijah Vu was last seen February 20th at a residence in Two Rivers, where prosecutors said his mother had sent him to stay with a man who is now charged with child neglect. Searches by police and residents have so far not located Elijah. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert says the FBI on Tuesday provided a reward of up to $15,000 for information leading to the location and return of the boy or to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for his disappearance. A standing-room-only crowd at Monday night's Green Bay School Board meeting. The large turnout came to show their support for Dr. Claude Tiller, Jr., asking the board to reinstate him as the Green Bay District Superintendent. The public comment portion of the meeting went on for over 2.5 hours. That came after the board held 2 closed sessions. The board put Tiller on administrative leave in mid-February for controversial comments he made on an Atlanta-based radio talk show. Tiller eventually resigned, and the board unanimously accepted his resignation 4 days later. Addressing nightlife safety in downtown Appleton, the city's Common Council is reviewing recommendations from Mayor Jake Woodford regarding that issue following several incidents in recent months involving firearms and disturbances, including 2 deaths involving firearms in or around downtown bars and nightclubs. The suggestions offered include upgrades in downtown lighting, amending hours of operation for food trucks in the area, and requirements for security cameras at entrances and exits of certain establishments. The list of recommendations also includes random fire code capacity inspections by the Appleton Fire Department for businesses operating during late night hours. Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Forever Chemicals cleanup bill. The Republican-authored PFAS bill passed the Assembly last week, opposed by Democrats like Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point.
This bill, SB 312, does not quite make it to the finish line in a way I think we could all agree on.
Rhinelander Republican Rob Swearingen said that the city has already shut down 2 wells. Addressing PFAS contamination is urgent.
And the governor has to not turn his back on the people of the Northwoods and sign SB 312.
The Republican-authored bill passed the legislature on party line votes. In a statement on Tuesday, the Democratic governor said he continues to object to a provision that would require the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to go before the Joint Finance Committee to request $125 million in funding for PFAS cleanup. He wants the budget panel, which has a Republican majority, to release the funding directly to the agency to assist PFAS harmed communities. Put on your dancing shoes and support the Richland County Veterans Memorial at the annual fundraising dance coming up Sunday from 1 until 6 at the Phoenix Center. Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band will provide the music. If dancing isn't something you take part in, you can still support the cause. There will be a silent auction and raffles. Admission will be $10. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase as well for Sunday's event. And the application period for the Youth Garage Band Competition 2024 Rockansen is now open. The contest gives kids from 7th through 12th grade across the state the chance to compete in a two-day competition in June during Summerfest. 10 bands will be chosen to compete from the applications, with the winning band getting to perform a second Summerfest show in July. Interested students must be enrolled in a Wisconsin school or homeschooled, and there's no cost to register or participate. Applications can be submitted online.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Today's high temperature will be at around 24 degrees. Lots of sunshine later on today. Mostly clear this evening and brisk with a low of 9. Thursday, 47. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much warmer. And Friday, 55. Mostly sunny, breezy, and unseasonably warm. We have a west wind at 5 miles per hour right now after the midnight reading of 28. And winds at times. We had a gust up to 28 miles per hour this morning early. Winds pretty consistently around 10 miles per hour. The actual reading is 12 degrees.
Research science has changed over the years on how to lose weight and be healthier. Are you eating and exercising the same amount but gaining weight? Do you count calories and are still gaining weight? Is losing weight getting harder as you get older? Simon's Recreation Complex will be hosting a four-week session that will discuss the building blocks for a healthy lifestyle. Each session will include a time for questions and answers and a 5 to 10 minute meditation. Denise Linz will present current research on how to lose body fat, gain muscle, and reduce stress. Join us on Thursday, February 29th for the first of four consecutive Thursday sessions at 3 p.m. or 7 p.m. The session will also be available online with Zoom. Cost for all four sessions is only $10. Start today to take back your health. Learn the science behind why we as a society are gaining weight and are less healthy. Knowledge is the key. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 for more information.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at scores from last night in the opening round action of boys tournament basketball. The Bucks with a nice win. The Badgers suffered a loss on the road in men's basketball.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart-healthy living.
Last night in WIAA first-round tournament games in Division III, Richland Center led late, but Viroqua came back to tie it at 61, send it into overtime, and Viroqua was a winner over the Hornets, 70-63. They'll move on to face Wisconsin Dells on Friday night. Also last night, River Valley held on for a 57-52 win over visiting Edgewood. The Blackhawks built an 18-point lead during a strong first half and were up by 15 at intermission. The Crusaders kept the pressure on and got within 3 points with 25 seconds left before River Valley got the lead back to 5 with a couple of free throws. Javon Willie led River Valley with 15 before fouling out with 6 minutes. Cole Nabefeld added 13, and also Edgewood was led by Timmy West with 13. River Valley now 11-14. We'll move on to play New Glarus in round 2. New Glarus had a first round bye. It was Prairie du Chien 66, Evansville 38, Mauston 56, Dodgeville 45, and Berlin with a 77-51 win over Adams Friendship. In Division 4 boys basketball tournament games last night, the season came to an end for Riverdale. The Chieftains lost at Iowa Grant 73-64. Kyle Steffel had 22 for the Panthers, while Ashton Schmidt scored 17 and Trenton Leffelholtz had 15. Riverdale was led by Carson Kenyon's 19. Bevan Dennis, 17. Caleb Tracy, 13. Riverdale's final record for boys basketball, 9-16. Nine seniors played in their final high school basketball game for Riverdale last night. It was a win for Westby over Boscobel, 77-53. Lancaster, 55. Fenimore, 40. Cuba City, 76-40 over Parkview. Broadhead, 81. Wisconsin Heights, 57. Whitehall over Bangor, 57-48. Turning to Division 5 last night. Lots of excitement there. Ithaca passed the first test of the WIAA tournament with a home win, 69-52 over Kickapoo. It was Channing Brown with 27, Devin Iam added 11, and Wesley Nelson 10. Rye Gerke had 19 for Kickapoo. The Bulldogs, the winningest boys team in their school history, now at 21 wins and 4 losses, will get a rematch with North Crawford, a team they split with during the conference season and tied with for the co-conference championship. North Crawford was a winner over Weston 80-36 last night. Isaac Jennings had 17, Alex Haas 10 for the Silver Eagles. Also last night, it was a victory for Hillsboro over Seneca, 84-69. Potosi 68, Winnewick Center 27. Highland 78-66 over Wazika Steuben. Cashton 69, Brookwood 45. Also, it was a win for Royal over Greenwood, 76-13. River Ridge 71-17 over Lafarge. DeSoto beat Cassville 51-32. Cochran Fountain City over New Lisbon 70-31. Scholesburg 86-43 over Benton. Southwestern beat Madison Country Day 72-33. In Division 2, Reedsburg 44-34 over Milwaukee Marshall. Baraboo 60, Watertown 57. Portage 76-65 over Sauk Prairie. Elsewhere, the Bucks took another lopsided decision against the Charlotte Hornets Tuesday night, beating them by more than 30 points for the third time this season. Milwaukee's suddenly airtight defense held the visitors to 26 points in the first half on the way to a 123-85 win. A fire alarm interrupted Wisconsin's 74-70 upset loss at Indiana for 25 minutes. The alarm sounded with just over 10 and a half minutes left, and Assembly Hall was evacuated. Chucky Hepburn led the Badger offense with 15. A.J. Storr added 14. Coach Greg Gard's team hosts Illinois on Saturday. And also, the baseball season underway for the Brew Crew. They lost an exhibition game to the Angels 6-4 last night, and Christian Yelich, longtime Brewer, talked about this year's team for the media.
It's going to be fun to watch this kind of new wave come up, and I think some of the guys that we've had here and that have kind of moved on are obviously going to be some of the best players that this franchise has seen, you know, put on a Brewer uniform. These guys have done a really good job, and, but before they were that, there were also these young kids that were super talented that people weren't as familiar with, and then kind of grew and learn themselves at the big league level and develop into these household names and some of the best players in the game.
And the Packers have announced the death of Cherry Starr at her home in Alabama. Starr was the wife of Hall of Fame quarterback Bart Starr, who died in 2019. Cherry was 89 years old. She made her final trip to Green Bay 2 years ago so she could attend a Packer Hall of Fame induction ceremony. She was known for her philanthropy. The initial announcement of her passing was issued by Rawhide Youth Services on Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, three points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
For the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see,
to the milk cows for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze. Ran to his house to call that fire in. The only running water that you could drink was, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. And all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen broke up their filibuster in a private bath, appealed to her no more. Decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. She ain't no church lady. She's all a woman can be.
Koba and the Journeyman right there. Indeed, it'd be a little chilly walking from the milk house back to the house today, I would think, after bathing. But whatever, do the best you can. Currently, we're at 12 big ones here in Richland Center after a record shatterer. You know, I don't remember the last time that we broke a record that badly. We broke one earlier this week, but it was by, what, 3 or 4 degrees. But yesterday, we broke the old record by 11 when we hit 71. Highest ever warmest temperature in the state reported in Kenosha yesterday. For the month of February, the warmest it has ever been in Wisconsin at 77 degrees. That's incredible.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
If you're hungry for savings, head to the Richland Locker. Enjoy delicious 10% off on all deli meats and cheeses from the deli case. But that's not all. Explore the tempting salads, fresh breads, and crunchy chips. And mark your calendar because every Thursday afternoon, they've got the freshest catch in town. It's fish day at Richland Locker. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table. Your taste buds will thank you.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
We'll check in with a news update in just a little bit from ABC and more regular stuff here. I see Hank Bray has sauntered in today. Here's Tracy Bird.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. Some sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
High temperatures will top out around 24 today after actually been at 28, but daytime highs around 24 with some sunshine, cloudy and clear at times and a low of 9 tonight before it gets back up to the comfortable February that we all know and love.